Blog Talk Radio.
Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located here on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Man, and we have a great show for you today. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King. I'm in the studio today, Praise Break Friday. We're going to have a good time today. Today's conversation is going to be hot. I hope y'all ready for it. I know I am. Today's conversation is going to be great. Y'all ready for this? Praise Break Friday. Y'all know how we do. We always talking about praising and worship. Praise and worship on Fridays. That's what we do. But it's Praise Break Friday. This is today's topic. Hope y'all ready for this. 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. That's the topic of conversation. That's what we're about to be on. It's going to be a good time today in the Lord. But as always, if this is your first time listening, you haven't been around, you don't know the routine, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening online, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you. Again, that phone number is area code 347-934-0546. That's how you can get in touch with the show. If you want to email the show, you can do that. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's how you can find us right there. If you want to email the show, feel free to do that. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's how you can find us, because we are easy to find. Amen. We ain't running from nobody. Come on in here. Oh my God, what's going on with this here? This stuff up here. I don't know what that is. Let me see if I can switch that real quick. Maybe that'll help. Anyway, also, if you want to follow us on social media, you can do that. You can follow us on social media. Real simple to do. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's where we are. Yeah, that's how you can find us, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. You can follow us on Twitter. Real simple to do. You can hit us up at TTLO Radio on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us there. And if you want to follow us on Ustream, feel free to do that as well. I'm sorry, not Ustream, on Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram. Real simple to do. Instagram, TTLO Radio. That's the same handle. That's where you can find us there, TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you guys on the gram. Amen. Amen. We got this good now? Let me see here. Yeah. All right. Now we good. Yeah. So that's where you can find us, right there on Instagram, TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from all of y'all that way. And then the live streams are up and running. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv. That's where you can find us, right there on Ustream. Ustream.tv. Looking forward to hearing from you all and having you watch us there on the live stream. Make sure that's up and running while I'm talking. There it is, Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio. You can find us there again, Ustream.tv. And then we're live on Facebook right now. I know y'all already popping in the room. I see y'all coming on in. Y'all do that, please. Help a brother out. I appreciate it. Y'all come on in, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's where we can find you there, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We are live on there right now. Hey, y'all, come on in, come on in. And then we're live on Instagram as well. Instagram. Do a simple search on Instagram, TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us on the gram, TTLO Radio. Looking forward to talking to you all that way. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking Limits Off. Taking Limits Off Radio on Google. Just Google us, man. We got it like that. Google us, and you can find us there. Real easy to find. We easy to get to. TTLO Radio, that's where you can find us there. Amen, amen. Make sure that's connected, because that's a little weird, but we're going to be all right, right? We're going to be all right. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, but that's where we are. You can find us there as well, TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way as well. So, look, y'all, man, it's Friday, right? Look, yesterday was amazing. I was hoping we would have got 2 days in a row, but we didn't. But yesterday was absolutely amazing, right? The weather, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? You talk about only in Chicago do you go from 70 degrees. We started off, because I was up early yesterday. It was 47 degrees when I got in my car. When I left where I had to go yesterday morning, it was 67 degrees. And then when I got to my location, by the time I came home, changed clothes, got ready for afternoon Bible study, by the time I got in my car to head over to Ebenezer Baptist Church, it was 73 degrees. And then when I left Ebenezer Baptist Church, it was 55 degrees. All within the span of 4 or 5 hours, we're talking. 4 to 5 hours yesterday. So we went from great, we went from good to great to good to, you know, regular. The regular way. You know what I'm saying? It just was not cool. But so then today, we back on this old school, you know, this, we back on this bipolar Chicago special. That's where we are. So y'all just, man, look, I know everybody's kind of excited. Everybody's kind of waiting for the weather just to break. You know what it is? I think I'm waiting for the weather to break because I think I'm ready to light my grill. I know I smelled a couple of barbecue grills yesterday. I want y'all to know that. I smelled a grill or two yesterday. I knew somebody said, you know what, I'm going to take advantage of this time frame. I'm like, what am I smelling? But I smelled some folk. But unfortunately, I smelled lighter fluid. We're going to have that conversation once it get hot. We're going to do it. I think we're thinking about doing a TTLO live demonstration. I wonder, can we do that? Tony, you think we can pull that off this summer in the church? Maybe we can do it in the parking lot, a live TTLO grilling demonstration. I think that might be fun. We're going to be right outside at the grill. What y'all think? I think we can do it. I think we may be able to do it. We're going to have it right outside in the grill, and then we're going to feed, and maybe we can do something. Let me not talk too much before I get it in my before I can get it together. But I'm just wondering. I'm like, man, what is that all about? You know, people with the lighter fluid, y'all don't know how I feel about lighter fluid and grilling, because real grill professionals, real grill masters don't use lighter fluid. I'm going to help somebody with that real quick. Yeah, real grill masters do not require lighter fluid. Huh? Okay, y'all going to act like y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm excited that the weather is about to break. But let me do this real quick. Let me give y'all some church announcements, right? We ain't had no church announcements. We need an announcement clerk. Ty, you know, you should do the church announcements. I think that's what we should do. You should do the church announcements. We should have like a bunch of announcements, and then you just come on and you do the church announcements. I think that would be really, really good. We get all our announcements out the way, and anytime we know we got announced, we just get them done. And I think everybody would be satisfied if we did that. She ain't saying nothing. She don't have nothing. I thought it was a good idea. That's just me. Y'all know I'm a little special. But, you know, I'm just saying. I just thought that would be a good idea to do church. So real quick, let me give y'all this real quick. Friday, real quick. Saturday is the last day for the free tax return program here at Kingdom Baptist Church. That's the last day. The last day you can get your taxes done for free. Now, y'all know that Tuesday is the deadline day. I don't know if y'all know that or not. I know it's normally April 15th, but because it falls on a Sunday, they're giving you two extra days. So Tuesday is the deadline. April 17th is the actual IRS deadline day. So I want y'all to make sure y'all – really? Okay. This is why you shouldn't scroll on Facebook while you live on air, because you see stuff and you're just like, what in the world? but anyway – So Tuesday is the last day, the deadline for filing your taxes. I want to make sure my people got their stuff done. Tuesday is the deadline. But Saturday here at the church, 301 North Central, it's the last day you can get free income tax returns here at the church. Now, I know they normally get bombarded, but if you get in here, I can promise you, if you're in here by 10, you'll be out by 11. And that's if you get here. If you get here early, you be first in line. They sign you in. They take people as they sign in. So it's the last day to get your taxes done for free over here at Kingdom Baptist Church, you know, the home of TTLO Radio. We're upstairs on the third floor. So come get your taxes done. That's that. Now, Sunday is big, y'all. Sunday is big. Let me give you the rundown about Sunday. So Sunday, if you want to come out and join your boy at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, I'm still on assignment, right? So y'all can come over, join me at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church on the south side of Chicago. I'll be preaching over there at the 11 a.m. hour, right? It's going to be a good time, man. Look, I'm ready. Y'all want the sermon title? There's Glory in the Struggle. Yes, sir. That's it. I'm excited about this thing. There's Glory in the Struggle. So come see me. Sunday morning, 11 a.m., you can come worship with me over at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music all throughout the world, right? So come see me over there. Be glad to see you. If you come by and see me after church is over, say, you know, let me know who you are, because a lot of y'all, I don't know y'all faces, so y'all come see me, come holler at your boy, but it'll be a good time there. And then Sunday afternoon, make sure I got this right, because I always read the wrong stuff. Sunday, y'all know I'm mind bad disease. Sunday afternoon. Let me pull this picture up so I can have this thing in front of me the right way. Come on. Work with me. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. sharp. 3:30 p.m. sharp. The installation service for Reverend Marcus Clemens as pastor. The installation service for Reverend Marcus Clemens, Sunday, April 15th at 3:30 p.m., Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, 301 North Central. Musical guests, Paul Turner and CMI, and then also musical guest Tecora Rogers will be in the house. And the speaker of the evening is the one and the only from Pastor Craig Melvin Smith from Freedom Missionary Baptist Church out there in Hillside. Y'all know Craig Melvin. He will be in the house. So y'all come on out and join us that day. So watch this. You can come hang out with me Sunday morning, right? Go eat you some dinner. Or you can come to the church. They are serving dinner in between services. Or you can come to the church and eat. Come see me. Come to the church and then hang out for the installation service of Reverend Marcus Clemens over here at the Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. You are welcome to come out and attend. Y'all come on and pack the house, man. Look, pack the place out. Back the place out. It was going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. I know they're putting a lot of effort into it to make it a memorable, very memorable moment. So y'all come on out and join in the festivities. Amen. Because it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time this weekend. Busy weekend, but it's a good time. Y'all come on out and join us there. Amen, amen, amen. So, hey, look, real quick, want to say this. So, I don't know if y'all saw this, you know, so they've been interviewing, they've been questioning the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, right? They've been questioning him over at the Senate. He's been on Capitol Hill, and he's been under fire because of the leaks. Some third-party company took all of our information and sold it to some group working with the Russian people, and so that's where we are. That's what happened. So they've been questioning him about your privacy on Facebook. Here's the issue, and I'm going to say it like this. Am I really concerned about it? No. Why? Because I don't use not one password on Facebook that applies to anything that's business-related to me. There you go. So am I concerned about it? No. If somebody hacked my Facebook account, you know what? The only thing I'm concerned about is they hacked my Facebook account. If you
What?
Oh, God. Really? 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 My mama, I wanted to know if you needed a co-host. Tanya, get your friend. Get your friend. I'm wondering why my phone was ringing right at 12 o'clock. And it was my mama talking about she wanted to know if I needed a co-host. You should have got here earlier. If you were the guy here, you should have met me in the parking lot. You could have came on up and co-hosted with your only boy. You should have came on up here and co-hosted. So you know what? Maybe you should come. You know what I'm thinking about? Tanya, what if we have some mothers on like the Friday before Mother's Day or either the Monday after? Monday after, people got to go to work. That probably ain't going to work, right? So what if we have some mothers on the Friday before Mother's Day? I think that would be cool. You think people will come? And if we get everybody to bring their mama, in, I think that would be kind of cool, right? You get Parks to bring his mama in, I forgot Parks' mama's name. God dog it, I can't. Is it Quinette? No, it's not his mama's name. I know Henderson's mama's name is Alicia. You get Alicia in here, but I think she got a brand new job, so she probably can't get in here. But get everybody bring their mamas in, right? And then they sit in, make it comfortable and everything, and then they come on over and sit on in on the show. I just think it would be cool, just as long as they don't tell no horrible stories on the air. But I just think it would be That would be fun. But yeah, I don't know why my mama would call me. Like, you ringing my phone at exactly 12 o'clock. You know where I am. You know where I am. But again, so I think that's a good idea. I think we want to have mothers on. I think that's a great idea. So the Friday before, we need to work that out with my other co-host. But the Friday before Mother's Day, I think we should have all the mothers of the host on the show. I think that would be really, really cool. I think that would be great. That would be fun. So we're going to work it out with my co-host and see if everybody's mom is available to come and be a part of the show. I know some of y'all's mamas are still working and everything. I get it. They can't make it. They'll be fine. But they can call in too. And all that good stuff. So, again, let me give you the rundown. Last time with these church announcements. Will there be food? My mama want to know, will there be food? You know what? That's what's wrong with black folk in the church. They want to eat every time they come to the church. I mean, don't y'all eat enough at the church house? Last time I looked around church, and I'm talking about the Universal Church, because folks be thinking I'm talking about them. But seriously, I look around the church, y'all need a meal every week. Y'all can afford to miss a meal or two or three. yes, mother, there will be food, but I'm being told by my producer that you ain't gonna want what we got. So you better stop and eat before you come. Yeah, so there you go. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe we'll have like a – can we have continental breakfast? What? You know you got to put DNS. If you don't want DNI, don't read on the screen if you don't want me to read what you're telling me. Anyway, she said not at my church. we can do continental. We can do continental breakfast. You know, our budget is light, real light around here. So we can – we can do stay in your lane. We can do continental breakfast the Friday before Mother's Day. But that would be cool to get all the moms to come into the studio and y'all come in and be with your children. We got to set some ground rules because you're only allowed to tell one embarrassing story. I know y'all gonna tell one, but you're only allowed to tell one, right? So we're going to set some ground rules. Because I'm telling you right now, if you come on here trying to embarrass people and your children, I'm only going to give you one story. Otherwise, I'm pulling the plug. Huh? What? Y'all know I'm for real about it. I'm good for snatching. I will pull the whole plug on this thing in a heartbeat. But anyway, so look, one more time. Last time with these church announcements. So Saturday, y'all know it's the IRS tax deadline is Tuesday, right? Tuesday, April 17th. That's the last day. That's the last day for the deadline of turning your taxes in, right? Last day. But Saturday here at the church, here at Kingdom, is the last day that we are doing the free tax program, right? One of the few places I know of in the city of Chicago that's doing free. I don't know of any other church that's doing it, but I know we're doing it. So it's the last day for the free tax program. Please come out. If you're last minute and you ain't got your stuff done yet, come on out, electronically filed by IRS trained professionals. They will come out, they will do your taxes for you, they will get you in and out. But I'm gonna tell you this, last couple of weeks has been a little busy, get here early. They open up at 10, they start taking folk at 10 o'clock, so get here early, get your taxes done, that way you're done with it or whatever, all good to go. Okay, so Sunday, help me out now, let's move forward. Sunday, y'all want to come out, come support your boy. I'm at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. I'll be there preaching Sunday morning, right? Sunday morning, help me out. Come support your boy on the south side, 4501 South Vincennes, Ebenezer, the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Come join your boy. It's going to be a good time. Come help me out. Support me. Looking forward to seeing some of y'all faces. Like I said, a lot of y'all I don't even know, but y'all can come out. Everybody's invited to come out. Join your boy. And then Sunday afternoon, right? Make your way over here, 301 North Central. Come out. It's the installation service for Reverend Marcus Clemens as pastor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, y'all. Brand new pastor, West Side Chicago. Y'all come on over here. It starts. Let me pull this flyer back up because every time I start talking, I mess it up. All right, here we go. Nope, that ain't it. All right, here we go. Sunday, April 15th, 3:30 p.m. And I believe they're going to start on time. I believe we're going to start on time. So 3:30 p.m., get here, get you a park. Now, let me help you out. There are parks in our church parking lot. But if you want to have a good, you want to have a decent park, you don't want to worry about getting blocked in, y'all know the school is across the street, Duke Ellington School. You can park right across the street on the Fulton side of the street. Come down, join us, 3:30 p.m. Special musical guests, Paul Turner and CMI and Takora Rogers will be the special musical guest. And then the one, the only, Pastor Craig Melvin. I just like saying his name. Pastor Craig Melvin Smith. That's how Pat Hicks said it. Pastor Craig Melvin Smith will be the speaker of the evening, of the afternoon, rather, that day. So come on, y'all join us out. Come out, bring your peoples, bring your family. Now, look, if you don't have time to stop and eat dinner, they will be serving dinner here immediately after the afternoon, after the morning service. So y'all can come out, eat your dinner, chill, hang out, and then come watch the festivities. 3:30 p.m., Sunday, April 15th, Kingdom Baptist Church, 301 North Central. Y'all do that, right? Y'all come out, support, right? Come on. Now, look, I come to y'all stuff when y'all tell me about it. Y'all know I try to make it to everybody's stuff when I know about it. Now, if I don't know about it, then don't get mad that I don't come. But I come to y'all stuff. So, look, y'all come out, support your boy, come out, support his church over here. Y'all come out, do that. It'll be a good time, right? All right. So that's it for my church announcements, I think, right? We ain't got no more church announcements. Ain't nothing else going on. Can I do it like it? And these have been your announcements. Govern yourself accordingly. What? What is? Why are you typing hello? What are you saying hello for? What? This is why. Can I tell y'all a funny story? So yesterday I was teaching Bible study at Ebenezer yesterday afternoon. They have two Bible studies. They have one Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 8:30. I know, right? 6:30 to 7 is prayer meeting, and then from 7 to 8:30 is Bible study, right? So I was teaching in March. I taught all Wednesday evening. But on Thursdays, I've been teaching in the afternoon. So watch this. So I'm there Thursday, and all these people came in that I had never seen before on Wednesday night. So there's a different group of people. So, you know, what I've learned is this. Seniors like to get up early, get what they need to get done, and then they like to go home. So these folk come in, right? But watch this. They have a deacon over at Ebenezer that's 101 years old. His name is Deacon Thompson. So Deacon Thompson came walking in. I'm going to tell y'all this is funny. So Deacon Thompson, he came in. I knew who he was because I had met him a couple of weeks ago. I see him on Sundays when I'm over there. And he said, hey, my name is Deacon Thompson. I said, okay. Well, I said, well, my name is Dana. He said, well, ain't you the preacher? He said, I said, well, yeah. He said, well, you the reverend then. I said, well, no, I don't really do titles. Y'all know, the people who know me know I don't really care nothing about no titles. He said, well, I'm Deacon Thompson, and I'm 101. He said, now, if you teaching, I'm going to need you to talk loud, and I hope you got your stuff in big writing. He said, because I can't hear and I can't see. I said, now, Deacon Thompson, you mean your sight is bad and your hearing is bad? He said, well, yeah, that's what I meant, but I'm just trying to tell you what you're going to have to do. So I said, don't worry, I can talk loud. I don't have no problem talking loud. You know, so he comes in and he sits down. Then about 3 minutes later, I met for the first time. Where's her name? Sally Hogan. Sister Sally Hogan came in the door, letting me know that she was 92 years old, right? This Bible study. I mean, and on time. 92 years old. Still driving. Y'all stay with me now. 92 years old. Still driving. So she comes in and she sits down. So I'm talking to the two of them while I'm waiting for everybody else to come in. Mind you, the two oldest people in the congregation beat all of the people younger than them to Bible study. Now, I'm going to let that rest on y'all's head for a minute. So they came in the Bible study. Sister Sally Hogan pulls out her phone. She said, now, are you any good with these here devices? I said, well, yeah, I'm kind of good. She said, well, I got this brand new iPhone. Why the 92-year-old sister got the iPhone? What is it? The X, the 10, 8? What is the thing called? Y'all know I don't know nothing about iPhones. Y'all know I think iPhones are of the devil. But she got the new iPhone, whatever it is, right? Talking about, I just got this. And she said, do you know it took me 8 hours to transfer my stuff from the old phone? And she said, and I did it all by myself. And the first thing I said to her was, you 92 and you programmed your own cell phone all by yourself. I said, I got a lady that I want you to meet named Cheryl King. I need you to help her from now on with her cell phone. So Cheryl Denise Mary Irene King, if you happen to make your way over to Ebenezer on tomorrow morning to support your cheering, I'm going to introduce you to Sister Sally Hogan, who is 92, with a brand new iPhone. It was something else. So anyway, Bible study went well. Had a good time at Bible study. And so then afterwards, they asked me to stay because they had a choir. So apparently there is this, let me get the name of it right, because y'all know I will tear up a name in a minute. So yesterday, they had a choir. Let me get the name up. Right now, they are celebrating the Stockholm Gospel Choir Festival. Is celebrating 30 years, right? So every year, apparently, I knew nothing about this, the choir from Sweden comes to Chicago. They come to Chicago because Chicago is the birthplace of gospel music. So when they come here, they want to come, they go to Ebenezer because Ebenezer is the birthplace of gospel music. I believe it's First United is considered the home of gospel music. And I'll give you the history behind that. Apparently, Thomas Dorsey was a member of Ebenezer Church, right? Where he launched off the gospel music thing. Then he left because First United paid him supposedly a decent amount of money, and he left Ebenezer to go over there and do whatever. So I believe First United calls themselves the home of gospel music, and Ebenezer calls itself the birth of gospel music. I let them fight it out. I'm just a guest. Ain't my deal. But anyway, so they were sitting there, but this choir, let me tell y'all something. They speak little to no English. The only person that speaks English, it's all right, Pat, that you late, I understand. They speak very little English. The only person that really spoke any English at all was their director, right? So he comes out, And so I sit there, we talk to him. So he comes and they're looking around the church, and I had no idea. And I think we take for granted a lot of times. And let me be honest. That you take why am I bogus? we take for granted a lot of times what we have here in Chicago and in this country. These people walked into the church and instantly, now because they were from Sweden, all of them were, y'all saw the video posted on my page. All of them were white, right? All of them were white. But they walked into that church and instantly they got emotional because some had never been before, right? And they were emotional because they have such a deep affection and love for gospel music that for them to be in the place that is known as the birthplace of gospel music, they were overwhelmed. And I was kind of sitting back in shock, like, what's wrong with these people? You see what I'm saying? What's wrong? And I didn't understand. And then the guy was just started saying, he was like they were just so overwhelmed because of where they were. So to them, they were walking on, for lack of better words, they were walking on sacred ground. That's how they took it. They're that serious about gospel music. These groups of singers. So anyway, they came in and Brother Stanley Stovall was over there. Brother Stanley, y'all, look here. He's one of them singers. You got a handful of singers that don't need microphones. Well, Brother Stanley Stovall, he's the choir director over there. He's one of them singers that don't need a microphone. Well, they asked him, they said, well, if you sing a song, then we'll sing a song. So he sung a song, and then they went and they got in the choir stand. So I tried to record the first song they sung. I think I got it all. And when you get a chance, it's on my page. Check it out later on. Matter of fact, Tanya, do me a favor. Share it to the TTLO page because I don't need the traffic on my page. Y'all go to the TTLO page. But you put it there, and you can see for yourself this choir. So they sang a hymn in their language, and I didn't understand one word they were saying, but it was beautiful. I literally did not understand one word that they said, but it was beautiful, except when I heard Jesus. Look here, I don't care who you are. You know when somebody talking about, and they were and they weren't just up there singing. One of the things that the director says, he says he loves gospel music because he doesn't just put his voice into it. He says, I put my whole being into it. Think about that for a moment. He says he puts his whole being into the music. So they sung that song, and then they came and they sung, and then they talked a little bit, and then they did Lord You Are Good, right? So they did Lord You Are Good. Now I'm gonna give y'all some inside information. So they did Lord You Are Good. So they had their own piano player who travels with them. First of all, dude from Sweden, his name was what's his name? Heinrich something? I don't know. Let me not even try to tie that man's name up. But he was hitting some of them gospel chords over there on the piano, right? So they do Lord You Are Good. And so they're doing that. So Stanley led the song. So they didn't have a drummer. So something in my little brain said, well, Dana, it's some drums over there and it's some sticks over there. And, go on over there and help the people out. Now, mind y'all, I ain't played on a drum. Let me see. Last time I played on a drum, Tanya, when did New Life close? When was my 2003-ish, 4-ish, somewhere up in there? So, yeah, that was that. So it's been over 10 years since my hands had some sticks and played some drums. It's been that long. So, yeah, but I got over there. So if you watch the video, you're going to hear it sounds real, real, like y'all, yeah. And I'm so glad they didn't put the camera over there because it was funny. But I went over there to help out, so I played the drums for a few minutes. And then it was the craziest thing. I could, as many times as we have sung that song here at Kingdom, I could not remember how the song went. I couldn't remember the beat. It's been so long. I ain't saying praise and worship in so long. It's crazy. So anyway, we played the song. They did it, whatever. We got through the song. Fine, fine, fine. So they come out of the choir stand. They sit down. They're talking, whatever. They're addressing us. We're addressing them and everything. So then he says, so they asked, we asked them to do one more song. So they did a hymn. I don't know the name of the hymn, the song they started off with, the gospel song they started off with. But they closed it out, and I know some of y'all saw it. They closed it out with total praise. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. You want me, look here. Oh, my Lord. I mean, and watch this. Think about, and if you, when you do get a chance to watch the video, watch where they were. They weren't even lined up. The sopranos weren't with all the sopranos. The altos weren't with all. The tenors were all spread out. But they did that thing. It was amazing. It was amazing. I was like, oh, my God. So I was recording it. But I want y'all, now y'all know it don't take much for me. All I needed, look here, all I needed was just a few minutes. And I could have just went right on in. It's hard to try to record. And you know what? Because I immediately wanted to go into worship. It was amazing. So they are here until Monday. Now, here's how my brain worked. I really wished I could have got them if I had known better. I wish I could have got all of them to come up here in the studio. That would have blew y'all mind to have. And it was 65 of them, I believe. 65? I don't know. 65 of them, I believe. It would have blew y'all mind to turn on this thing today and see all them folks standing behind me, because I was going to have them just do that one little thing. But it was amazing, amazing, amazing. So, man, kudos to them. They visited three churches yesterday. They went to Ebenezer. They went to First United. And then they went to Fellowship. They went over to Fellowship. Because apparently when Fellowship went to Germany, they stopped by and saw them. So they wanted to repay the visit. So they stopped by Fellowship and met with them over there, First United. And then they closed out at Ebenezer before they went back downtown. So it's good. It was a good time, man. It was a really, really good time. I enjoyed myself. I really did. It was just a good day yesterday. It really was. It was a good day, man. It was good. Angela says, I was tearing up when I watched the, you're right, Angela, the passion, because they believed what they were singing. Oh my God, I'm going to say that again. They believed what they were singing. It was like they had no doubt, right? When they had no doubt on what they were singing. And it was just amazing, man. It was a good, good, good time. I was just blessed to be in attendance for an occasion like that. And it just let me, man, it just let me know it like this. It just let me know that I'm glad, and I put this up on my page yesterday. You know, I said this yesterday. I'm grateful for God saying, no, not yet. I really am. I'm grateful for God saying, no, not yet. I am. And it's a wonderful thing, man, because you know what? His no. I'm going to say it again. His no. Yeah. I'm grateful for him saying, no, not yet. It's the main thing, because see, if he says no, it opens the door for something else, huh? Not yet. Come on now, I'm not mad at all. So it was an amazing, amazing time yesterday. And look, might not have had the opportunity to be there and be a part of that. And I thank you all. I thank the sister. Let me help her name. I can't think of her last name now. But Sister Beverly and Brother Stanley for asking me to stay and help them out. With them yesterday and helped them with, you know, being ambassador for the church yesterday, even though I'm just a guest over there. It was an amazing time, but that's good, man. It was good. I'm excited. So now I'm really excited about Sunday. Look here. I had to stop myself from looking at my sermon today, because had I looked at it, I probably would have started changing stuff. So it's y'all pray for me that I keep the computer closed. At least the part about my, is I keep the program closed and my sermon is in right now. Because I thought about it. I said, I could change this and I could add this, but I ain't going to do it. I'm going to do what God gave me, and that's it. Now, if you give me something different once I get up there, that's a different type of conversation. But I'm going to do what he gave me. Amen. Amen. So it's good, good, good. Okay, y'all. All right. So, Let me see where we gonna go with this. What's going on with all these folk? Yesterday, There was a woman who was stabbed in Lincoln Park by this guy, just some random dude, came up, stabbed her, ran off. You know, she got all types of wounds. Then you got another person that was killed and another one wounded in a Logan Square stabbing. I don't even know what to. Well, what is going on? What is going on? It's just nonstop. It's just nonstop. And at some point, it's like, what? I try not to listen. I listen to the news because of the. I like knowing what's going on know what's going on in my area and in my surroundings, and then I like keeping track with what's going on nationally. But it's just amazing. The violence is just. It seems like it's at a slow simmer. And it's just waiting on, and now you're starting to see it bleed over into other areas. Because look at where I said, Rogers Park, Logan Square, right? That's where the stuff is happening. Like, what is going on? And we know what's going on. But it's like, where are our minds at during this process? It was so interesting. Yesterday, there was an incident on Madison and Kildare. Yeah. Well, that's normal. Unfortunately, that's normal, but it really shouldn't be. But that's the norm. But I want to get on this real quick. So how many of y'all are going to watch the George Stephanopoulos special with former FBI director James Comey talking about his new book? How many of y'all going to watch it? I don't know if I'm going to watch it live, but I can tell you this. I got the DVR set. How many of y'all going to watch it? Because I just want to watch and hear and read about the excerpts from the book, because some of this stuff is I'm reading some of the comments that's from the book. The book is called A Higher Loyalty. That's the name of the book. And it's just, man, I'm sitting here just reading some of the comments because it's just some of the stuff where. Some of the stuff that Trump was asking was amazing. What do you say? Felicia Martin says, I'm watching the Carlton Pearson story tonight. Netflix comes. Oh, is that on now? Has that started yet? The Carlton Pearson story? Cause that's going to be good. I just want to watch it. I just want to see, has that started? Is that right? Felicia, the Carlton Pearson story, has that started? Y'all not now. Some of y'all going to act like y'all don't know who Carlton Pearson is. Carlton Pearson is the I don't want to say he's the, well, let me just say it like this. He's is he known as the father of the Azusa Street movement or whatever it's called? I'm just saying. Carlton Pearson. Carlton Demetrius Pearson. He's a minister. At one time, he was the pastor of the Higher Dimension Evangelical Center, later named it Higher Dimension Family Church, which was one of the largest churches in Tulsa, Oklahoma. During the 1990s, it grew to an average attendance of 5,000. Due to his stated belief in universal reconciliation, Pearson rapidly began to lose his influence in ministry with the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops and was eventually declared a heretic by his peers in 2004. Pearson was the senior minister of Christ Universal Temple, a large New Thought congregation in Chicago, Illinois. Wow. I know. But has this thing started yet? Angela Johnson says, I interviewed him for 1.5 hours. He is swift. Yeah, right now he preaches. Right now he preaches that there is no hell. Yeah, he says that. Let me read it like this. It says, after watching a television program, here's what it says. It says, after watching a television program about the wretched conditions of people suffering from dying from the genocide in Rwanda, and considering the teachings of his church that non-Christians were going to hell, Pearson believed he had received an epiphany from God. He's publicly that he doubted the existence of hell as a place of torment. He said that hell is created on earth by human depravity and behavior. So he says, goes on to say, in February 2002, Pearson lost the primary election for the office of mayor in Tulsa. By then, Pearson had begun to call his doctrine a variation on universal reconciliation, the gospel of inclusion, and many of his congregation began to leave. In March 2004, after hearing Pearson's argument for inclusion, the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops concluded that such teaching was heresy. Declared a heretic by his peers, Pearson rapidly began to lose his influence. Membership at the High Dimension Family Church fell below 1,000, and the church lost its building to foreclosure in January of 2006. The church members began meeting in a nearby Trinity Episcopal Church at the New Dominion Worship Center. It says the High Dimension Worship Center. In November 2006, Pearson was accepted as United Church of Christ minister. In June of 2008, the High Dimension Worship Center moved its meetings to the All Souls Unitarian Church in Tulsa. On September 2008, Pearson held his final service for the High Dimension Worship Center, and it was absorbed into the All Souls Unitarian Church. Wow. In May of 2009, Pearson was named the interim minister of the Christ Universal Temple Church, a large New Thought congregation in Chicago, Illinois. And on January 3rd, in Chicago, Illinois, on January 3rd, 2011, it was reported that he had left his position. In January 2011. In 2014, he returned to Tulsa to be with his ailing father, who died 2 days after Pearson's 62nd birthday. He began preaching at the 11 a.m. service at the All Souls Unitarian Church on the third Sunday of the month, while still traveling to Chicago to preach once a month at the New Dimensions Church. The fellowship he founded there, Pearson also began holding a monthly discussion with a guest before a live audience in Tulsa. Let's see. But I want to know, when does this thing start on Netflix? That was my question. Did you answer that? Did anybody answer that about when does the Carson Pearson thing start on Netflix? I guess I can look for myself, right? Carson Pearson, let's see. Yeah, let me see. Carson Pearson. Nope, I don't see anything on here. Is it Carson or Carlson? Did I spell the man's name wrong? Oh, it's Carlton. Well, that might help. His name ain't even Carlson. I told y'all I tell people names. Carlton Pearson. Carlton. Yeah, Carlton Pearson story. That's what it is. So I don't even see that either. I don't see that either. So I don't know when it's coming on. But y'all let me know. If somebody let me know if and when it airs on Netflix, because I do want to watch it. I know it'll be on there for a while, but I do want to watch it. What is it called again? Oh, it comes on Sunday. Wait. What? Y'all, I need y'all to give me the real information. Y'all sending me off. What's the name of the thing again? What is it called? It's called Carlton Pearson Story. Carlton Pearson Story. Sorry. I don't see that at all on nothing. Yeah, I don't see that. So it's not even saying when it's going. It's not even has it on there as a release. Okay. All right. Today, the American Life, I think. Okay. So, all right. So I'm going to look at it. I'm going to look it up and see if I can find it. It comes on. No, Come Sunday is the title. Oh, I'm slow. There it is. Oh, no, it's available now. Okay. Come Sunday, A Crisis of Faith Set Renowned for. Okay. Got it. All right. Okay. I'm about to watch this. How long is it? 1 hour and 45 minutes. Got it. Reading is fundamental. I guess I should have read a little closer. Come Sunday. That's what it's called. Okay. And they got dude playing Carlton Pearson, huh? Chiwetel Ejiofor. Is that his name? Chiwetel. Is it Chiwetel or Chiwetel? I think it's Chiwetel. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Ejo, yeah, to it. Throw his name up too. Yeah, okay. So y'all watch it, right? We all gonna watch it this weekend. Find time to watch it this weekend, and then we will discuss it on Monday. We will discuss it on Monday, right? I think it's going to be good. Find time to watch it on the weekend. I know the weekend going to be busy, but it's already on now. So you can watch it tonight or Saturday night or Sunday evening or sometime Monday or whatever or whatever. I'm gonna try to squeeze it in somewhere this weekend and try to get it in. Amen, amen. So that's good. So thank you for that. Thank you for reminding me about that, Felicia, because I would have forgot all about that. That's good. That's good. What does that say? Oh, cool. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. So, yeah. So, that's good. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Let's do this, y'all. Let's take a break. I'm going to get me a sip of water because I don't know why my throat getting dry. I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into today's conversation. 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. That's what we're going to jump into. Amen. Amen. Let's have some fun, y'all. We'll be right back. T-T-L-O. Come on, y'all. Old school. Old school. Huh. She say stop with the name. You know what? Pat, I sound like old girl. What's old girl that was on the Oscars? The comedian. Who was tearing up all the people names. How do you say his name, though, Pat? Let me look it up. I'm going to find out after the commercial. I'll be back, y'all. T-T-L-O. I ain't got time for that. I'm gonna stop. Yeah, that's good right there. That's good though. That'll go. Oh God. Okay, hold on. Let me get a little bit more. Come on.
Oh,
I directed, I'm tired. Y'all know directors take a lot of energy. Right, Pat. You talking about my spelling. the Lily of the Valky. See there? Lily of the Valky. I saw what you wrote, and see, talking about me. They still holding that note, though. They still holding that note, though. They still holding their nothing. Y'all do hear them still holding their nothing. Oh my God. That's all right. That's all right. Old School Kirk. That was Flower Vest and S Curl, Kirk Franklin. Come on now. That was Flower Vest and S Curl, Kirk Franklin. Y'all know that right. That look, gap in the tooth, Kirk Franklin, before he got all, you know, before he got out, before the money started really rolling in. That was, you know, gap tooth. Teeth not quite right. You know what I'm talking about. Teeth not quite right, Kirk Franklin. Oh, God. Oh, God. My. That's all right. That's all right. Look, y'all, we got this. We got this really good article, and I want to jump right into this thing, man. This is good. Nope, that's not what I want to click on. I don't know where that came from. All right, come on. Yeah, 12 ways, excuse me, 12 ways to grow your 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. That's what we're about to talk about. If you haven't already hit the share button and invited y'all people, let me see how many shares do we have. Let me look real quick before I start talking about folks, because I don't see not a nary. Not a nary share. Let me see. How many shares do we have? Let me see. One. Look at it. See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Who did that? Let me give that one person some credit for that one share. Bless the Lord. Let me see. Kathleen Savon down in Georgia. Bless you, Kathleen. Kathleen, first one to share. Amen. Thank you. My. See there. That's what I'm talking about. One person hit the share button. See that? Y'all know how y'all do. Anyway, let me jump into this thing, man. Let me jump into this thing real quick. If you haven't already, though, please do hit the share button. We're about to talk about this good article, 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. If you haven't already done so, please hit your share button, and we're gonna jump into this thing. Amen. So the writer of the article says this. He says, I love to help worship leaders, worship and worship pastors grow and become all that God has called them to be. Mm-hmm. He says, I hope these 12 key challenges, these 12 keys challenge you like they challenge me. He says, I've been leading worship and pastoring for over 30 years, but I still go back to this list to see what I need to work on. Okay. So here we go. We're going to jump on these, and they're going from 12 to 1. They're going backwards, right, doing like a countdown. So we're going to jump right into this. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Tanya, are you able to drop these on the book or no? Let me see. Are you available to do that? Let me see. Where's my messenger stuff at? Because I can't see nothing. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead. Number 12 starts like this. Number 12 says, develop your administrative skills. Develop your administrative skills. Develop your administrative skills. The writer says this. She says, okay, cool. The writer says this. It says, she says, are you creating timely schedules for your musicians and planning ahead on the church calendar? Yeah. Uh-huh. Are your worship sets and services well organized? Ooh, Jesus. Do your worship teams get their music well in advance so they can be excellent? Oh, now that's good. Now that's good. I like that. Are y'all getting stuff 1 week before and then trying to sing it on Sunday? Now, don't get me wrong. Some people, if you have a talented group and talented musicians and who can teach music, some people can do that and get away with it. But if you don't, you can't hear something, and because you're the musician, you learned it, and then all of a sudden you're gonna try to come back and teach it to some folk that ain't ready, right? And just and you see what I'm saying? Because some music, and I love this. Adrian B. King posted this the other day. He says, if you only got 5 choir members show up in your choir on Sunday, he said, please do not sing Total Praise. He said, sing every praise, but don't sing Total Praise. He said, because you ain't got these. I don't care how many beasts you got in a soprano, alto, and tenor. He said, Total Praise is not a song you sing. Come on now, as a choir. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with that. So we can do that. We can do that. Again, number 12 is good. Develop your administrative skills. Then making sure you're planning in advance. Are your rehearsals? You know what? Because people don't got all day. If you say you're gonna rehearse at 1 o'clock, be ready to rehearse at 1 o'clock, and keep me there. You know, if you say rehearsal is gonna be 2 hours, then I expect a solid 2 hours. My time will say 2 hours. My mindset is made up for 2 hours. And then if it's productive, if we happen to go over, guess what? Nobody will care. But if it's unproductive, nobody wants to sit in a 2-hour meeting. I don't care what it is. I don't want to sit in the room for 2 hours while the musician's trying to figure out a part of a song. I don't want to sit in the room for 2 hours while, well, that ain't how that part go, or that ain't how this go. Nobody wants to hear that, right? So if your rehearsals are going to be timely and productive, then that's what you have to do. Yeah, 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 yeah. You late. You late, prophet. You are late, sir. You are late. So, yeah, yeah. Anyway, if you can't, Tanya, I think I can do it. I think I can do it. Let me see if I can do this. Let me see. I got it. I think I got it. Yeah, I think. Because this computer acted real special. Okay, so anyway, yeah, you got to make sure your stuff is timely, and then make sure your sets, your music is organized, right? Make sure your music is organized. Don't nobody want to be around when you're trying to figure out what you know. Have your song list already ready. That's gonna help somebody. Have your song list already ready. You know what I'm saying? Don't come in to rehearsal talking about what we gonna sing. What sense do that make? You come into rehearsal asking the question, what we going to sing? No, you ought to come to rehearsal with a list. Come to rehearsal with a list. So that was number 12. All right. That was number 12. Number 12. Number 11 says this. Number 11 says, learn to run. Okay, no problem. I got it. Thank you. Learn to run highly effective rehearsals. What did I just say? Learn to run highly effective rehearsals. The writer says this. Are you spending enough time with the music to get past it in worship? Are you spending enough time with the music to get past it in worship? Are you giving your team all the tools they need to be successful? And are you and your team memorizing the songs? You know what? I remember with the When I was in the youth choir years ago, and even when I was supervising our youth choir here some years ago, one of the things we used to do was when we got music for songs, before a note was played, before a key was went over, we had the words to the song, we passed them out, and then we started reciting the words. and then we would recite the words, and then we would start off, and then at some point we would collect those that music back. Excuse me. We would collect that music back, and then we would start reciting the words to the song by memory. And guess what? After a while, everybody started remembering the words to the songs. But you have to do that, right? Nobody wants their group. Now, I know, you know, it's one thing if you're in a choir and everybody is, you're singing from a hymn book or something like that. That's fine. But you can't have your praise team up there with papers in their hand. That ain't going to work, right? That ain't going to work. You can't have your praise team standing up there with papers in their hand and not ready. And again, like I said earlier, your musicians have to know the music. By the time you get, so that means your musicians need to have what? A separate rehearsal. Huh? Your musicians need to have a separate rehearsal so they can work out all of their issues and all the kinks. That way, by the time you show up, all you're doing is getting the vocals blended. And now your musicians can learn how to play underneath you. Because let me tell you something right now. I can't stand loud musicians. We don't come to hear you. You are not the focus of the song. Okay, I'm going to help somebody today. They might get mad, but I'm going to say it. You are not the focus of the song. The words and the lyrics of the song are the focus. The words, the lyrics, that's the focus of the song, right? Now, you accompany the musicians. That's your job, to accompany the musicians. If there are parts in the song where you, your particular section, whether it be the drums, the bass, the lead guitar, the keyboard player, the organ player, any of those people, if the time comes for you to shine and they want to give you some, then you do that. But until you've been instructed to do that, you play underneath your singers. Should never have to sing above the music. I should never be straining to be heard. Should never be straining to be heard. Guess what? That ain't good for my voice. You got volume controls on your guitar. You can control how hard you hit the drums. You can control how loud you play the organ and everything else. I can only get so loud with my voice, and they can only turn the microphone up so loud before distortion happens. So, yeah, make sure you're working on your music. I like this. This is good. Let me keep going. So that was number 11. Yeah. Come on. Number 11. Come on. Yeah. Learn to run highly effective rehearsals. Number 10. Uh-oh. This is very important. Number 10. Learn to pick great worship songs. The writer says this. Are you teaching your congregation the great songs from around the world? Because think about it. Praise and worship, that's when you're trying to get everybody to sing with you. At some point, you should be singing songs enough so that the congregation learns them and they can help you with the song. They can worship with you. You're not singing to them. You're singing to God. Your job is to try to get them to join in with you to help sing to God. Huh? That's why I like the church. Now, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of churches don't have the facility. A lot of churches don't have the facilities or the tools to put words on screens and do all of that stuff. I get that. I totally do. However, this is one of the things that where it comes where you need to be sure that you're teaching songs properly, right? And then you make sure you sing a few songs in your set that the congregation would actually know. Sing something that they can sing, that they can feel like they're a part of, to make them be a part of the worship. Then it says, are you teaching your congregation the great songs from around the world? The second point of number 10 was, do you ever go outside your preference in music styles? Uh-oh. And are you developing a balanced repertoire of fast, medium, and slow songs? That's good. Are you developing a balanced repertoire of fast, medium, and slow songs? Do you ever go outside of your preference in musical styles? Do you ever venture out to try to do anything different? Or do you just stick to what you like? Do you ever venture out and try to do something that's outside of your comfort zone? Especially if you have the musicians to do it. Because everybody can't do that, right? Everybody's not capable of doing that. But there's nothing wrong with every now and then going outside of your comfort zone and trying to learn different genres of gospel music, different styles, rather, of worship, different styles of praise, different styles of contemporary worship. It's so many different versions of it, and there's nothing wrong with trying to introduce that to your congregation every now and then. So that's good. So that was number 10. Number 10, learn to pick great worship songs. That was number 10. That's good. Let me drop that in there for y'all real quick. Number 10, what's going on, Sister Paula Campbell? How are you? Bless you, bless you, bless you. That was number 10. Number nine says this, very important. Develop a strong team. Develop a strong team. He says, do you have a system of bringing along new musicians? Are you developing multiple musicians for each position? Are you helping your team grow spiritually? Are you developing multiple musicians for each position? And are you helping your team grow? Job of a worship leader is to help the worship team not just learn how to sing, but you're also, because you're the worship leader, your job is to also help spiritually develop your team. It serves no purpose in you singing all these wonderful, great songs, trying to lead your whole church into worship, and you yourself aren't helping develop your team spiritually. Somebody probably just didn't want to hear that. You just think you just want to grab the microphone and get up and sing. But no, your job as a worship leader is to try and develop your team and grow your team spiritually. That means you all need to be close enough, so that you can pray together and then pray for each other. Some of the most powerful praying sessions in the church, excuse me, real talk, ought to come from the praise and worship team. That pre-prayer before, or whether it be during rehearsal or whether it be before you come out to sing, that probably should be one of the most powerful prayers taking place in the church. Because you're tasked with one of the most arduous tasks of anybody in the church, because you're trying to lead the church to where the Spirit of God is. Think about it. You're trying to take a collective group of people with different attitudes, different mindsets, different emotions. You don't know what happened to them the night before, and you don't know what happened to them on their way to the church. And you're trying to get all of those people on one accord and lift their praise high enough that it meets God where he is. And the only way you're going to do that is if you prayed up yourself. Huh? Let me say that again. The only way you're going to do that is if you prayed up yourself. And your team is prayed up, and you've spiritually developed your people. That's the only way that works. It doesn't work any other way. I don't care how much talent you have. I don't care how talented you are. All of that means nothing if there is no real connection to God. It means nothing. It just means you got talent, and you can sing, and you can do a run or two every now and then. But it means nothing if you're not helping your team get closer to God. Amen. So that's good. Number nine. I like number nine. Number nine is powerful. Develop a strong. Why aren't you copying? Thank you. All right. Develop a strong team. That was number nine. Let me drop that in there real quick. Number nine. And then number eight. Number eight says this. Here we go. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. Be a great worshiper. He says, are you keeping it real? Be authentic. Are you the same on and off the stage? See, you can't be speaking in tongue behind the microphone and then cussing in tongue off the microphone. Okay, y'all don't want to hear this. You can't be up in front of the people of God talking about singing all these wonderful songs, and then as soon as you get from behind the mic, when you think nobody can hear you, you raising hell somewhere else in the church. Right. You right. How you gonna get up and sing about forgiveness? Oh Lord. How you gonna get up and sing about forgiveness, but then you won't ask for the forgiveness that you know you need to be asking for? Oh Jesus. Huh? How you gonna sing about some stuff and then but you're doing something totally different. I really don't think y'all understand. You can tell praise teams that are spiritually developed. You can tell praise teams that have great worshipers. Then he goes on to say, to say this. Whew. He says, are there areas in your life that are holding you back from God's richest blessings? Ooh, Lord. Do you love the Lord with all your heart, and are you a passionate worshiper? Oh, that's good. Do you love the Lord with all your heart, and are you a passionate worshiper? Are there areas in your life that are holding you back from God's richest blessings? Huh? Are there areas in your life that are holding you back? Are there some things that are holding you back from what God has for you? And if we're honest and truthful, yeah, we all got some. I know my holier than thou's, y'all ain't got none. But if we're truthful, we all got some. Amen. I ain't going to get a thumbs up or nothing on that, huh? I know. It's all right. I'm going to say it anyway. But you have to be. And then it says, do you love the Lord with all your heart? Are you passionate about it? See, don't get up and sing because your friends are singing. Don't join the praise team because your friends on the praise team. Join the praise team because you're passionate about singing. And see, passionate singers sing all the time, not just on Sunday. Oh, let me just drop that in somebody's lap. Passionate singers sing all the time, not just on Sunday. Passionate singers will get up and praise God at the drop of a dime, anywhere, anytime. That's who they are. Passionate worshipers will worship anywhere and not just on Sunday. It's a part of their lifestyle. It's a part of who they are. That's why I was so enamored with the Pentecostal holiness churches that I visited, because them folk just worship at the drop of a dime. You ain't got to ask them to get up and sing. They just going to get up and do it. Huh? You ain't got to ask them to get up and sing. They just going to get up and do it. Amen. You got to love that. You got to love that. You have to be. But anything that you do, you should be passionate about, right? Especially stuff that you're doing for God. I don't think anybody should be working in a ministry just because it was your assignment. Right? Any ministry that I've ever worked in the church, it was something that I was passionate about. I do audio and video because that's something I'm passionate about. I don't do it because, well, it's just something to do. The young man that works in our audio video ministry at the church, Jalen, he does it because it's something he's passionate about. It's something he actually cares about. You want people working in the ministry doing something that they actually care about and not, well, just because, well, I guess I got to do it, or pastor gave it to me. No, man. No. Don't do it just because pastor gave it to you. Ain't no passion in that. None at all. None at all. So that's good. Be a great worshiper. That was number 8. Be a great worshiper. Let me drop that for you real quick, and then we're going to move to number 7. How much time we got? Oh, we on time. Bless the Lord. Look at God. Number 7. Oh, never stop growing. That's number 7. Never stop growing. Never stop growing. Never stop growing. That's number 7. It says this. He says, are you practicing your singing and playing on a daily basis? Uh-oh. Are you practicing your singing and playing on a daily basis? Remember what I just said about passionate folk? Remember what I said about people who real singers sing all the time? Real worshipers worship all the time? Uh-huh. Then he says, are you taking lessons and improving your craft and leadership? Oh, see, you thought it was just your gift. No. Are you taking lessons on improving your craft and your leadership in that particular area? Then he says, are you changing and growing with the trends, styles, and songs? Are you flexible enough to change? I don't hear nobody. Are you flexible enough to change? Are you flexible enough to not be so rigid and stuck in your ways? Ooh, Jesus. I love that. So here's the deal. So he says, are you practicing and singing on a daily basis? How many people are actually singing on a daily basis that are part of praise teams? I know the successful praise teams, those people sing every day somewhere. It's just part of who they are. I'm not talking about singing alone to the radio. I'm talking about singing for real and knowing you and knowing the notes that you're singing. And then are you taking lessons? Are you taking lessons to improve your craft and your leadership? We do it with preaching. Right? Right? We do it with preaching. You practice your preaching, but are you taking lessons? Are you getting more education about what it is you do? When was the last time you went to a music workshop? When was the last time you went to a praise and worship workshop? Preachers go to conventions all day long. But musicians, when was the last time you went to a praise and worship workshop? When was the last time you invested? And watch this. No, they're not all free, which means you have to invest some monies. It's your craft. It's what you should do. You should invest in your craft. You should invest in furthering your education in whatever your said ministry is. You absolutely should. Let's keep going. So that's the deal. Never stop growing. I like that one. I like number seven. Number seven is rich. There's rich information in number seven. Never stop growing. Never stop growing. Y'all awfully quiet. All right. That's okay. So y'all like them shouting articles. Number six, again, we're talking about 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. 12 ways to grow your worship ministry. Number six says this. Uh-oh. Keep your heart soft and pliable before God. Keep your heart soft and pliable before God. What you mean, preacher? He says this. Have you learned to forgive and forgive again? Uh-oh. Have you learned to forgive and forgive again? Then he says, do you have good friends who can speak into your life? You know, we sometimes have people in our lives that just do a lot of taking away from us. But do you have people in your life that can speak some good stuff into your life? Who can see some things about you and can speak life into you? Come on, somebody. Do you have people around you that can speak life into you? Huh? At least say no talking during church. One of the ushers said something to you. But seriously, do you have people who can speak some positivity into your life? You got to have that, right? You got to have that. Then it says, the next one says, do you have safeguards to keep you from falling into temptation? How are you going to be a part of a praise and worship team? How are you going to be part of a worship team? How are you going to be part of a choir and you don't know how to forgive people and forgive them again and again and again? How are you going to do that and not have that be a part of your life? How are you going to do you have people who can speak some truth, but some love into your life? And then do you have some people around you who can keep you from falling into temptation? We call them accountability partners. Do you have any? See, a lot of times we don't want that. Because, see, we don't want folks to tell us, we don't want folks to point stuff out to us. Well, then you don't want anybody to hold you accountable. You want to remain the same. You don't want to make any changes at all. You just want to stay like you are. Yeah. That was number six. Keep your heart soft and pliable before God. Yeah, that's right. Accountability. We don't want it. Because, see, once you've been held accountable, now you have to take responsibility for your actions. Accountability is simply you now taking responsibility for your actions. That's it. Number five. Come on, y'all. Number five says this. This is good. Develop a good relationship with your pastor. Oh, Lord. Develop a good relationship with your pastor. The writer says this. Do you have a weekly or biweekly meeting with your pastor? Do you have a meeting or biweekly meeting with your pastor? Okay. Are you supporting your pastor in private and in public? Uh-oh. Have you ever had your pastor and his wife over for dinner? Interesting. That works both ways. Have they had you over? That works both ways. I can't let nobody off the hook now. That works both ways. And maybe you ain't got a kitchen big enough. Maybe you need to go out. But have y'all did something? But here's the deal. Are you having meetings with the pastor? Do you understand his vision for the worship experience in the church? Do you understand what vision that he has? Because at the end of the day, if his vision is not coinciding with the worship leader's vision, then y'all going to have a problem. And I tell you that based off of personal experience. You can have one vision for the church to be a worshiping church, but if your pastor doesn't have it, then it ain't going to happen. I can tell you that right now. That's just the truth. If your pastor doesn't have that same passion for worship that you do, and he can't do that, because at the end of the day, you may have the title as worship leader, but technically and truthfully, your pastor is the main worship leader. And if he ain't about that lifestyle, they're going to follow his lead and not yours. And if they follow yours, it's going to cause division. It's going to cause division. Felicia says this might not be attainable if you attend a large church. Yeah, but if you're the pastor and this is your worship team, you ought to make time. There has to be time. This is part of your team. This is part of your leadership group. You got to make time. You got to make time. And maybe not biweekly. Maybe once a month. If it's a large church, I can understand once a month. But absolutely, there should be time. There should be time where the pastor does meet with his entire music department at least once a month. Absolutely. Absolutely. If everybody is new to everybody and you're trying to get familiar, then yeah, you should have meetings. You should definitely have meetings twice a month. But once everybody's gotten comfortable, then yeah, you can move it to once a month. A once a month gathering, a little lunch or something. It's something simple. But that way it keeps the lines of communication open, which is one of the biggest issues in the church. Lines of communication. Absolutely. Absolutely. So develop, that's good. Develop a good relationship with your pastor. Amen. That was number five. Let's get that one up there. Number four. Oh, we working. Number four says, mentor the next generation of leaders. This is good. The writer says this. Are you looking for and developing the potential leaders on your team? Are you looking for and developing potential leaders on your team? Or are you just trying to do it all yourself? Then he says, are you giving room for new leaders to lead a song or worship time? Uh-oh. Are you making room for them? Because, see, sometimes you can say, yeah, well, I'm developing leaders, but are you giving them a space to actually lead? Are you giving them a place where they can actually flourish, or are you just giving lip service? You know, a lot of leaders just give lip service. Huh? Yeah, a lot of leaders just give lip service. Let's go. He says, Jesus spent over 3 years developing his team. Are you following his example?
Yeah.
Think about it. Jesus's walk. When he was here on the earth, he was developing his team. He was getting his team ready for what they were going to be able to do, because he knew at some point he was going to leave. So he was getting his team ready. Huh? Yeah, he was getting his team ready. Are you developing your team, or are you trying to do it all by yourself? Or do you just use people for their gifts To further your agenda? Because, you know, there are those people out there that do that. They use people just strictly for their gifts. Oh my God. To get what they need, and then they push you to the side. Huh? My. Let's keep going. So that was number four. Mentor the next generation of leaders. That was number four. Let me drop that in there for you, and we're gonna hit three. Come on, we working this thing. All right, come on. Then the writer says this. The writer says this. Number two, he says, love the church like Jesus loves the church. Uh-oh. Are you loving the church like Jesus loves the church? What do you mean, preacher? The writer says this. Are you building God's kingdom or your kingdom? I'm just reading the article. Don't get mad at me. Oh, Lord. The writer says, are you building God's kingdom or your kingdom? Then he says, do you love the people you're leading? And then he says, Jesus laid down his life for us. Are you willing to lay down your life? Oh, this is rich. This is good, y'all. This is good right here. I hope y'all got this. Because here's the deal. You can't build a church based on your name. I'm going to let that lay right there for a moment. You can't build a church based on your name. Yes. You as the leader, the church should, your leadership style should be reflected in the church. However, it should not be, it should be based off of biblical leadership. It should be based off of who Jesus is. We should be leading people to the church to meet Jesus, not to meet you. Are you building the church or are you building up your ministry? Is your ministry based on God or is it just based on you because you're trying to make your name great? That's the question. You trying to make your name great. Is that what you're all about? Making your name great instead of God's name, instead of giving God the glory? Huh? That's a real question. I don't hear nobody. But that's a real question. Let's go. That was number three. Number two says this. We're almost done. He says, love your spouse and your family. Uh-oh. Here's when it gets us all in trouble. Are you carving out regular time in your schedule for your spouse and your family? Are you taking one day off per week? And when is the last time you had a date with your spouse? Oh, now when you're in leadership, you got to make some time for home. If you don't make time for home, let me tell you from personal experience, it's going to cause problems. If you don't make time for home, if you don't make time for yourself, it's going to cause some problems. And then those problems will boil over into your ministry. And then guess what? All hell breaks loose. If you got hell at home, trust me, at some point it's going to follow you to the church house. I'm trying to tell you what I know. I ain't telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. If you got hell at home, trust me, eventually it's going to get in the car with you and it's going to ride with you to the church house. I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to be helpful. Ooh, Lord, this is good, though. This is good. Yeah. This is good. This is good. I like it a lot. This is good. Let me drop number two in here real quick. And then we're going to do number one and we're going to be done. Number one reason. 12 ways to build your church worship group, worship team. Says this. Love and spend time with God daily. He says, are you reading your Bible daily? Where is your secret place to meet with God? And how is your daily prayer life? Are you praying and obeying? Oh, that's good. Are you praying and obeying? Are you reading your Bible daily? How are you going to get up and sing to God's people and you don't even take the time to read his word? How are you going to be up singing to God's people and you ain't got the good sense to open up your Bible? Huh? She said the prophet David Hauser said, take care of home. That's good, Felicia. Take care of home. That's good. But you're right. You gotta make sure your stuff is right. Spend some time taking care of yourself. Look, ain't nothing wrong with taking a break. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a sabbatical. Nothing at all. You gotta do what you gotta do to make sure you're good. Because if you're breaking down, then how are you going to be helpful to somebody else? If you're breaking down and falling apart, how are you going to be helpful to somebody else? This was good, y'all. Let's pray real quick, and I got something to tell y'all. Father God, we thank you for this week. God, we thank you for what we encountered this week, God. We thank you for the ups and the downs, God, the good, the bad. We just thank you for everything that we went through this week, God. We thank you for any and all amazing experience that you allowed us to experience this week, God. Now, God, we come asking on your behalf, God, to bless us this weekend, God. God, where I'm asking for a blessing, God. I'm asking for you to send not to send, God, but to anoint me again, God, with your blessing. God, let your spirit flow through Ebenezer on Sunday like never before, God. Move me out of the way on Sunday, God, and let your word go forth, God. Then, God, on Sunday afternoon, God, bless the installation, God, of the new pastor here at Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Marcus Clemens, God. Bless him, God. Give him the tools that he's going to need, God, to be successful in this ministry, in this place, God, that you have ordained it to be, God. So we ask right now that you would bless him and bless everyone that's a part of that thing this weekend, God. God, then bless the listeners of Taking Limits Off Radio, God, the watchers of Taking Limits Off Radio, God, the viewers of Taking Limits Off Radio. God, bless each and every one of them as only you know how. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, y'all, look, come out, join your boy. Tanya put the flyer up. It's out there already. I think it's on the TTLO page. Come join me, 4501 South Vincennes. I'm preaching at Ebenezer Baptist Church. Now, I know y'all say, that's the south side. Look, it's Sunday morning. Y'all come on in. They got a parking lot. It's a big old church. Come join your boy. Rashad, what's up, man? Just saw you jump on. Come join your boy over. I'll be on the south side. Hey, Rashad, I'm on your side of town on Sunday. You should come through. Sunday, 11 o'clock. The historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Come hang out with your boy. Look, we're going to have a good time on Sunday. I promise you, I don't preach long. I get you in and out. I ain't going to hold you long. So look, surprise me. Y'all come show up. 4501 South Vincennes, the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. I'll be there. Y'all come join me. And then if you want to come out, please come out. Support the new pastor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Marcus Clemens, as he is installed as the new pastor here at Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Y'all be blessed. Keep your head on the swivel. I'm out of here. Gotta go. All that good stuff. Peace. Bye, y'all.
We picking up the cross. Us in the dark, so we need light. Let's talk about his word to gain insight. Too many of us lost, though we go to church, following traditions that no longer work. Steady passing them along as if they carry worth. Christ died for our freedom, but we still hurt. Lack of knowledge got us bonded by tradition's curse. Hopefully we last, but we ain't the first. Then we judge to make matters worse. Don't hold a grudge, cause I'm in church with a wrinkled shirt. We're picking up the cross and taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Do it for God, the boss. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. We picking up the cross and taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Do it for God, the boss.
Thank you.